This is the Bears Barroom Radio Network. The following program is recorded live and intended for all audiences.
Radio is scripted now. We just come up with it. We don't use computers. We don't rehearse. We're going to talk about this next. We're going to talk about them. We're going to talk about the Bulls. And then we're going to have Brad Bixon. And then we're going to have all this. No. No. If you don't know what you're going to talk about in the top of your head before a show, you shouldn't be in the business. I don't know what you got. I feel like Vince Vaughn in a couple's retreat. The sharks are circling. Old school, baby.
You're listening to the Mike North Advantage, and it begins right now.
That's right. The Mike North Advantage starts right now. I am Aldo Gandia, Mike's wingman, and there he is in living color. Mike North, how are you, my friend?
Oh, my God. To go back to the black and white days when you had five channels, you know, channel 2, channel 5, channel 7, channel 9, channel 11. Now, I mean, WFLD back here in Chicago didn't even exist, you know, and Channel 11 was about as boring as, well, it is now almost, to be honest with you. I have to go on one night and start a ruckus. Anyway, and yeah, the other three, but I like black and white. I like black and white TV. I'm old school about that. I can watch the Western Channel. I like Westerns. Mm-hmm. I guess that goes back to my days of growing up, but I mean, my wife likes them. She never watched them before because she grew up with all girls for the most part in her house. Cheyenne is her favorite with Clint Walker. She's a big fan. Okay. So every day until they just took it off on the Western Channel for some reason, it ran 9 seasons. Clint Walker, Cheyenne, died at the age of 90 in the Dirty Dozen. You folks will remember him. That's a good run. And now they have the Virginian on if you want to check that out on DirecTV. Which lasted also 9 seasons, but I never watched The Virginian. I watched really 3, Bonanza, The Rifleman, and Cheyenne. Those were my 3.
I watched, in fact, it was last night after I got done working. It was about 10:30 at night. There was a movie on Turner Classic Movies called, Blood on the Moon with Robert Mitchum, a Western. Oh, my gosh, was that so good. That was so good. Blood on the Moon. Give it a chance. Check it out.
Robert Mitchum kept his career going last night on TCM, or yesterday. Mm-hmm. Must have been his birthday. It was Robert Mitchum Day, so they played a bunch of his movies. He started out in film noir and stuff like that. But Robert Mitchum, I mean, he was in The Winds of War in 1975. Mm-hmm. I mean, Robert Mitchum was in movies they showed yesterday. Mm-hmm. Till, I mean, 1976, 77.
Yeah,
even later. So he was just always a guy that never lost his star power. It's amazing. You know, they talk about John Wayne and his longevity, no doubt. But Robert Mitchum had that same longevity. Robert Wagner, guys like that, that stick around. Paul Newman. I mean, those are megastars that they last that long. They really are. And you see them age throughout the time.
Mm-hmm. That, and Mitchum actually even served some time because he used to like to smoke marijuana, and so he spent the
imagine that, how terrible of him. He was on a chain gang for that.
That's right.
Now people get impatient if they have to wait 45 minutes to get it, you know.
That's right.
I've had enough of this. Where's my marijuana? 10 more minutes. There's a guy that did 20 on the chain gang. 20 years. And you don't want to wait 20 more minutes. That would be my retort to them. But I hear some places, just what I hear, innuendo. Some places, you walk right in.
I went to a
place. There's no line or anything.
Yeah. I went to a place.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, a place called Hatch.
There you go. Road.
Everybody was telling me, you're going to have to wait an hour. And so I walked in there, and there was 50 people working there and 2 customers. I was like, holy cow. So I got
My hot dog stand. Sounds like my hot dog stand at 3 in the afternoon back in the day. You know, between lunch and dinner. That's what usually happens. Unless, ladies and gentlemen, you're Portillo's. And I know Dick Portillo. He's got a huge yacht. It's like as big as the Enterprise. The Top Dog, it's called. And Dick Portillo, we went to Portillo's in Arlington Heights, me and Aldo, to introduce ourselves to each other.
That's
we
right.
said, hi, how you doing? Yeah. And I ordered beef without beef, you know, beef in a bowl.
Right, right.
And I think they, you know, added it onto the menu after a while. Mm-hmm. Let me just say this to anybody that ever owned a beef stand, ask anybody. Mm-hmm. We ate beef in a cup, styrofoam cup.
Yeah.
We ate beef sandwiches in different variations. We didn't always eat it with bread. We put them in the basket with some fries on the side because you couldn't. If you ate the, you know, every day you tested the beef, mm-hmm. but you didn't want to eat bread with it. So those are some of the, but we've been doing that forever. I remember serving gravy bread where you just had the bread, you dipped it, and then you put it in the basket. So, mm-hmm. you know, those were the days, my friend, when calories was non-existent, nobody cared.
Didn't care about it. Never cared about it. Absolutely.
That's right.
But it was nice. Thank you for buying lunch at Portillo's the other day. I really enjoyed myself. It was
good. Thank you for the, I got a raise. I got a cap last time. This time I got a cap and a t-shirt.
That's right. For all the big investment Mike has made into the bar room, he got a cap and a t-shirt.
I was overcome. I was overcome with emotion, but then the food showed up. Thank you, Aldo. I appreciate it.
King Pookie Nation Alvarez is in the chat room, and he is complaining about A-Rob not being signed. He asked, do you really think A-Rob is turning down $20 million? I don't know.
I don't care.
I think his agent is perhaps as big a problem as the Bears in terms of this contract not being done.
Yeah, I'm not going to get tied up in this. He's going to play for the Bears this year, right? I'm not going through the same nonsense. I don't give a damn about it. I don't care about his contract status. He's got to play hard. He's got to play good under a contract type of situation, and he's got to come through.
Yep.
Okay? He's in another difficult situation with a new quarterback again. Mm-hmm. He's signed on for Justin Fields. But for people that think that he's going to start the season, believe me, trust me. I'm the guy that said Mitch Trubisky would be back, and he was, and Foles was forever banished, although he's still on the team. I don't believe that's going to happen. So A-Rob's in a tough spot. He's got to have a big year, and it will take care of itself. I'm not going to worry about it. He's got millions.
Absolutely. Merv is saying, I still don't care about calories. I don't have got nobody to impress, he says. it's a good thing.
You know what, Merv? I understand that. But you still, it's a health thing.
Yeah.
You got to stay healthy.
Yes.
Exactly. So, and the old thing, but I'm very blessed. I mean, I can eat still hot dogs with fries. I can eat beefs. I can eat pizza. So I'm blessed. But I don't do it every day, and I don't eat snacks in between, you know, and stuff like that. So, you know, I just think you got to watch your health more than you used to, especially when you get older.
Exactly. King Pookie Nation says, hey, Mike, you going to family, friends? I don't know what that means.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Go back, hit the bong, and get back here. What the hell's the matter with you? Because when he gave himself that name, he sure as hell wasn't straight. Merv's a vegetarian.
So yeah,
the best you're ever going to go is asparagus, Merv. You never have a steak. I had a steak Saturday out of this world with jalapeno cheese melted over it, Merv, and you were eating beets. Just remember right. that.
Merv is saying I don't worry about calories, and then he says I'm a vegetarian.
He's a vegetarian.
What's high in calories when you're a vegetarian?
Broccoli, damn carrots,
butter. Yeah, right,
man.
And Merv also says his father owned a steakhouse growing up. What a lovely God. Guy.
Good. If he left it to you, you would be still eating steak. Believe me.
All right. King Pookie Nation has given us an update. He was referring to the Family Fest football game Tuesday. The first. Yeah, Mike isn't going to go no freaking.
It's not that I don't want to. It's not that I don't want to, but you know, I got other things I got to be doing. I got to be doing some handicap and stuff like that. I drove to Aldo's area, Arlington Heights. I didn't know about this. Where's it going to be at?
The Family Fest is at Soldier Field. And for some reason, Mike,
that's what he was talking about.
Yes.
Are you out of your mind? If it was in my backyard, I wouldn't go. I'd shut the drapes. If they said they'll take you in a helicopter, I wouldn't go. My God, I've never, listen, I went to the beer convention once because I worked at the station. I had to do my show from there. My God. It was insane. I did get to interview Ted Phillips and watch him sweat, though. It was fun.
Yeah, that's a classic.
And other people. I mean, you know.
But Mike, they Family Fest for the Bears is a scrimmage held at Soldier Field every year. Every year it's on a Saturday. And so they moved it now to Tuesday at 11 a.m. in the morning. Why would they do something like that?
I have no idea. These are the people that are going to handle the stadium situation. They pick the Tuesday when everybody's working.
Sorry for the snort.
My God. What the hell is going on? I mean, seriously, I don't know what's going on in that city. But the fact, I don't know, maybe it's something. I mean, logistically, wasn't it always at night? I guess it was.
Yeah, it was like a late afternoon on a Saturday, you know, and you could take the family. Now, Tuesday at 11 o'clock, yeah, I'm not sure you could take mom and dad, dude, because they're working.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
And I guess they're going to have public things in Lake Forest.
Yeah, they've moved out of Bourbonnais to do their practices at Hallis Hall. And that's another thing, Mike. At Bourbonnais, they could fit 20,000 people. And us suckers, we'd buy T-shirts, we'd buy hats. Now at Hallis Hall, they can only fit a fraction of the amount of people. They're going to lose hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions. I don't get it.
I'm sure the people of Lake Forest are gearing up to – meet up with the likes of JoJo and Hal from Ossip in their bear jerseys walking downtown in downtown Lake Forest. Should be interesting. The local subway will be packed. The mall, you know, whatever's out in Lake Forest, you know. Just you look out your mansion window, and there's Hal and Barbara with their four kids walking by your house. It's going to be beautiful. Good to have them back, though, and it's good. You're right, though. It's not going to be. I was looking. I loved it when it was in Platteville. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. That's where my deal was. Then we went to Bourbon. It never was the same. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was some nice bars, some nice people. Still have some friends out there. I mean, I used to go there, the one bar every night, and mm-hmm. play Captain's Ships and whatever the hell it was. I gambled right on the bar. It was awesome. But I'll tell you another time I went in there. I don't know who the hell I was. Was it Olin? Might have been Olin Kreutz. Mm-hmm. And I was hard on the offensive line, and I walk into TJ's, was it? Mm-hmm. I can't remember. And I go up to get a beer, and I look. I go, "How you doing?" It was Olin.
Yeah, that's a dangerous thing because he's an angry man.
I love him. I love Olin.
The famous story of him punching Fred Miller, who's an offensive lineman, who's bigger than him, punching him and knocking him out. You know, that's a great story.
I'll tell you something. There's a lot of guys bigger than Olin Kreutz. I'll take a pass. I would take a pass and mess with Olin. Absolutely. He gave me a look, though, a little bit. A little bit. Just a little bit. He's a good guy.
All right. I wanted to get your thoughts on last night's NBA Finals. Man, the Bucks won. They defended home court, or not defended home court, but they won their both games.
Yeah, they defended home court. They defended. They got the home court that back at 2-2. They did what they had to do. I've been saying this all along. Yesterday, I had the Bucks mm-hmm. on Win Daily, and thank Win Daily once again for the sponsorship of this show. We appreciate it very much. Check them out at WinDailySports.com or Win Daily Sports. Follow them there. And I was absolutely thrilled. I took a lot of props. I went 4-0 last night, 2-1 on the show, but 4-0 with prop bets that I didn't give out on the show. Under 8.5 assists with Chris Paul. Under 22.5 points, Chris Paul. Milwaukee on the money line, -180. Mm-hmm. and Milwaukee minus the 4.5. And believe me when I tell you this, folks, all the way towards the end, I mean, I was having heart palpitations because, I mean, Phoenix, and I had on the show, I didn't bet it, but on the show, I had over 35.5 Booker. That's points, rebounds, and assists. Hell, he had 41 points. He passed just on that. So it was a profitable night. I think I like Milwaukee. They were 300 plus 300 going into the not into the finals, into the playoffs, along with Utah. They weren't the favorites. You know, Brooklyn and these other teams were. And here they are. So I think they got a great opportunity to win 2 out of 3. I've always said this, and I've been saying this almost every day. Mm-hmm. Ayton got 12, 13, 14 rebounds, but if he's only going to get 6-8 points, they're dead. Yeah. They're dead. I think he's the most important cog. Booker is going to get his points. And it's interesting. I don't know if Paul and Booker can coexist at the same time. It's been sporadic at best. And last night, they kept Paul on the court while Booker was in foul trouble. And by the way, Booker should have had 8 fouls yesterday. Yeah. The referees were horrible. Those guys, one referee was his first finals, should never ref again. Those guys shouldn't ref any more games. They were at the Booker. Devin Booker committed at least 8 fouls last night. It was just absolutely atrocious officiating.
We've got a couple of cool comments that I want to share with you. Q from Cincy, by the way, says, thank you for the pick. Minus 4.5 with the Bucks.
My guy Q. Q rides with me.
He's awesome. And he says, I totally agree with him. The finals are actually good to watch. There have been some good basketball games.
You don't have a bunch of jerk offs playing, you know? Sorry. Durant's losing to Nigeria. LeBron's movie watch, and I could give two rats' asses about those guys. You know, that's where the mainstream media, especially in the NBA, has failed. You know, people love teams like this. People love stories like this. It's very rare this happens in the NBA, you know. But I'm not sorry that LeBron's not in. I'm not sorry that Durant's not in, or Kyrie Irving, or any, or Kawhi Leonard, you know, or even Doncic. I'm not sorry.
Yeah.
So I just love team basketball, and that's what we're seeing a lot of.
Exactly. I love that. Harp asked the question, do you think that this is a true homer series? Are the Suns a more efficient and dynamic team at home?
Here's what I'm going to say. Nobody's got any experience, especially when it comes to a game 7. So if they hold serve and go, you know, 2-2, I mean 3-3, the last game's in Phoenix, okay? But I might take Milwaukee in that game. Because then you go with who's got the best player.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care. Booker's great, but you don't know what he's going to do. Paul is great, but you don't know what he's going to do. Middleton's great, but you don't know what he's going to do. The Freak is great. You know what he's going to do. Mm-hmm. Okay? So I would probably lean Milwaukee. My friend.
Let LeBron have the Space Jam sabbatical, says Tony. Are you going to watch the Space Jam movie, Mike?
I didn't see the first one. I don't need to see Jordan. I didn't see the first Space Jam. Why would I go see that? I saw the real guy next to me mad because I hit on a 16. What's he out of my... I don't need to see him. I know that guy's my buddy. I don't have to go see Michael. I've never seen him. Look, I love Donald Duck. No, wait, that's the other company. I love Daffy Duck. Okay? Head of his time. Okay? Bugs. I love all those guys. I'm a Mel Blanc guy. Okay? So, to me, this is the first time, I mean, was Yosemite Sam in it?
Yes.
Was Yosemite? Okay. Now you hit the upper echelon. Foghorn Leghorn. Yosemite Sam. Tweety Bird. Okay, if Michael's out there by himself, they carried his ass, okay, from what I understand. Those are the guys. The kids want to see them. So I don't know how much LeBron's going to do. It will be interesting to see, okay, because I just saw where the Major League Baseball ratings are the lowest of all time, okay?
Yep.
The problem is a lot of people are still At least half the country mad at it because Atlanta lost them to a predominantly, like I said at the time, right city of Colorado, Denver. So their ratings are the lowest of all time. There's some articles you can read about people explaining why they are. And one of the reasons is political. So baseball still got some work to do because I thought the All-Star game was great. I thought the All-Star game was outstanding. I don't need Joe Buck. You know, if somebody's winding up to throw up my head talking to me going, what are you going to do if he goes inside? I don't need that. But I liked it, but I didn't stay up for the whole thing. That's all. So maybe a lot of people dropped off.
Yeah, I bet a lot of people have. Hey, I wanted to get your thoughts. I watch Get Up with Mike Greenberg, your old partner. I watch it occasionally. But every time I watch it, they're talking about Aaron Rodgers. I mean, when is this going to end? It's like, what are your thoughts? Do you have anything to share about Aaron Rodgers? Or you?
Yeah, I don't care. I like, you know what? I think he's coming back to Green Bay. I've said it all along. If it hasn't happened by now, when's it going to happen? And he stands to lose $20-30 million. He can't. He's not that big a dope. He's still a big part of Green Bay football. Green Bay wants him. I know the fan base don't forgive him once he plays. Mm-hmm. I know Bear fans right. don't want him around.
Right.
Okay. How courageous are we? Hey, man, if Rodgers don't play, we're going to be in. No. If Rodgers is in, though, it's mm-hmm. going to be – he'll be back.
Mike, are you like me where you want to beat Aaron Rodgers with the Green Bay Packers? I don't want him to go away. I want him to be with the Packers when the Bears yeah. beat him.
I do, too. And I don't know if the Bears can beat him. I mean, they've been very unsuccessful from Cutler on to Trubisky. You know, they haven't been able to beat them. I mean, they and everybody in between. So there's something that when you're a head coach, you're judged on how you play Green Bay, I think, and how you play your division. Yes. So, you know, we're going to find out from Nagy this year. But there's no doubt if the Bears, if Rodgers doesn't come back, I mean, the Bears over and under is 7.5. Mm-hmm. 7.5. So that's based, I think, on Rodgers coming back. Mm-hmm. If it stays at 7.5 and Rodgers is playing for Denver or something, then we're in real big trouble because mm-hmm. we're playing 17 games this year. We're not even supposed to finish 500, you know what I mean? So should be interesting.
Yeah. Alvarez says that Rodgers is going to be a big distraction to the Packers if he goes back, and I agree with him. There's going to be a lot of people in the locker room who are just going to be rolling their eyes and pissed off that this guy has created such drama during the offseason.
I don't think so, man. I know he's mad about – he's still upset that they let go of Jordy Nelson, mm-hmm. Who had a big year that year with Oakland.
Yep.
And he's still upset about that, upset about – because he was a major weapon. I touted him on this show. So I think they'll forget about it. It's all about winning to me. And if I'm on that team and I'm an offensive lineman and Jordan Love is my quarterback, I'm not feeling good. Mm-hmm. Believe me, feelings do tend to get healed in a certain way. I think Rodgers will have the support of the locker room.
Yeah, interesting. Hey, just before we got on, I heard something from the Parkins. What's it called? And I lost my spot where it's at. So let me find it.
Okay.
But in the meantime, while I'm trying to find the audio bite, I want to ask you about the odds to winning the division. I saw this article on Yahoo, Sam Cooper on Yahoo. Wrote that he wrote an article on what the odds were for teams when they opened the season. The White Sox were at -110, and now currently they're at 1400. So that's to win the AL Central Division. That's quite an improvement, right? From the outside.
Tony La Russa, I saw something on Twitter from Bear Barham. I don't know who is in charge of the Twitters from Bear Barham. I've never found out. But this, I saw Candace Parker and some other people who's the most important person on Chicago or in Chicago sports this year. I go, nobody had even said it yet. It was Tony La Russa. It is a genius hire. Mm-hmm. Steve Stone praised him the other day. It's good to see that Stoney waited till July, okay, for what I was saying in April. Now, maybe Stoney has said it before, but it was public the other day. Mm-hmm. I mean, this was a genius hire. Nobody even considers it a genius hire. It was because it was from the swamp media, the mainstream media of Chicago. They can't pick a quarterback and they can't pick a manager. I mean, really, I mean, if you like Nick Foles over Trubisky and you liked Hinch or somebody else over Tony La Russa, maybe it's time to just take a rest on your predictions. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, rest up. I mean, sir, and you liked Cutler, you know, rest. Because you're a square. Tony La Russa was an outside-the-box guy. Everybody thinks he's old, he's old. No! We got a Hall of Fame manager, and Steve Stone did say this the other day. It's about winning every game. And then, if anybody wants to tell me with all the injuries that they'd be this way with Renteria, no, they wouldn't. And I'll give you another thing. Cub fans would like Tony La Russa in their dugout. They wouldn't have lost 9 or 10 in a row. They wouldn't have. That's a great sorry. And he'd be getting more out of that tail. I'm just telling everybody this. I mean, I have heard there's players that are, you know, somebody said, and I saw what looked like a cell phone in somebody's back pocket while they're playing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that happens on the White Sox. But, I mean, my God, it was in a Cub player. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't be having that, you know, playing with the cell phone. You shouldn't. Now, we may be wrong. Maybe it was something else, but what was it?
Right.
You play baseball, I mean, and I talked to somebody else who saw the same thing. So, and plus your buddies with these guys, La Russa knows how to do it. He knows how to manage the egos. He took nonsense over this guy, the Yerminator, you know? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
And they tried to help the guy. And at the end, he couldn't help himself. He was a hit record. He was a one-hit wonder. And they gave him one last shot. Maybe, and hopefully he'll help us in September. But this guy knows how to manage a Major League Baseball team, like I've been saying. And the nonsensical people, there's still people out there that won't admit it. Believe me, I know them. And won't admit it until they fall on their face maybe in the playoffs, which could very well happen. The whole key is to get to the playoffs, and nobody expected that record, especially with those injuries.
I got to tell you, Mike, you've been right from day one about this whole thing. I mean, Mercedes, you know what I mean? Mercedes, you after that turmoil.
After the interaction, I go, what a jerk.
Yes, exactly.
And he's swinging the bat when he's not supposed to, man. And Tony La Russa says, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Hey, jerk off. You've been on three other teams that got rid of you and you were good. We're giving you a chance. Mm-hmm. Okay, and they're still the same squares out there, and everybody knows who they are. And there's some that are against the guy because he's old. I'm for him because he's old. Okay, and there's people against him because he had a DUI. Just say you don't like the guy. Because you know what? If anybody ever did a background check on some of you jerk-offs, you guess what? Right, Aldo? Am I right or wrong?
Yep.
Believe me. There's some people are saying stuff like that have had DUIs themselves.
That's right. Heart 4803 says, Ozzie Guillen, a World Series winning manager, says Tony La Russa was the best hire. And that's saying something because Ozzie wanted that job, right?
And someday maybe you'll get it again. You know, who knows what's going to happen, you know?
Exactly.
But the, you know, the thing with Ozzie, like I said, the Josh Donaldson stuff don't help when he reminds everybody about Cuba and everything else. Ozzie wants that stuff down. You know what I mean? He really does.
Right.
You don't want that anymore. Okay, right. That happened. Let's move on.
Exactly.
But we all have something. Yep. And I like that every time you want to bring it up, if you're in the media or you're somebody in the public eye, that you're not happy about. And certain people bring up certain stuff just to hurt those people. So I think Ozzie Guillen does a tremendous job as an analyst.
Yep.
On he's NBC Chicago.
he's definitely fun to watch.
Now, yeah, he is.
That Yahoo article also did the same thing for the Cubs. They opened at plus 275 to win the division, and now they are plus 1600 to win the division. So things are not looking good on the north.
Save your money. Well, look what Schwarber is doing. He's at the All-Star game. Hugh Darvish. I mean, how do you get rid of these guys?
I don't understand.
Give it one last shot. It looks like they wanted this thing to fail. Yeah. I mean, that's what it looks like to me. Mm-hmm. Why would you get rid of Darvish? Why would you get... Now, Schwarber, I had no problem with, but I wanted Castellanos signed.
Yes.
So, I mean, they made all sorts of mistakes. Was it on purpose? Did they want this thing to fold? Are they fed up with the players that they have? Maybe. Because none of them, even Chris Bryant. Okay. He just doesn't turn me on.
Yeah.
And Baez, 230, 235. Contreras, mm-hmm. I like him. He's a catcher. Keep him. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, Rizzo, you can't sign him unless it's a Mark Grace deal, one-year deals. So it's a shame because they had a shot in this division.
Yep.
And Milwaukee, you know, so that's a lot, plus 1,600. That's just throw your way. Go out in the street and just wave to everybody while you're burning your money and say, I bet the Cubs. Hey, I bet the Cubs. Yay. Ouch.
All right. I found that clip. Now, this is Jason Benetti on the Parkins and the show's called Parkins. And who's the other guy?
Spiegel?
Parkins and Spiegel. I'm sorry, jeez. Mr. Spiegel.
Come on now.
But take a listen to this. I love your opinion on it.
RSNs are not traveling. Is no longer because of safety, but it's because of money. Boog Shambi said every single RSN that employs Major League Baseball broadcasters are using money as a factor and a cop-out right now. He said every single one of them. I'm curious how you feel about it.
Okay, so Len and DJ have been on the road since May. We have not been on the road at all this year. Okay, there's your answer. It's cover. It's ridiculous. We, in order to do the job properly, need to be around the team. Because, if we're not, we can't. And okay, so here's what people need to realize. Over the course of, say, a 16-game NFL season, if you're not spending a lot of time with the players, you can do 16 games. You can cover it. There's not a lot of time for storytelling. That's just not the case. Over 162... some days you got to have new stuff, and that's not going to come from reading the same article about Andrew Vaughn again. Mm-hmm. It's not, because that's by definition not new stuff. This is the part where I get really frustrated, and I don't like beating my chest over this stuff. But Steve and I both care a lot about this. And, my peers thought enough of me to vote me, because they ran out of people, the Illinois Sportscaster of the Year last year. I don't want to hear anybody say, well, then just adapt to it. We did better than anybody in baseball last year.
Pretty strong words from Jason.
Wow. I'll tell you what, he sounded like he was the host, you know?
He took over.
He sounded like, you know what? I used to get calls and stuff and used to read stuff in the paper when I was on over there, and they used to say thanks, or thanks for doing this, right. Thanks for saying that,
right,
behind the scenes, mm-hmm. Or one of our producers would talk to him, mm-hmm. Thanks for having our back on this, but a couple things. He's right,
mm-hmm.
He's right. They should be there.
Yep.
Jason's right. He wants to do a good job. And him and Stoney want to do a good job, okay? Mm-hmm. But nobody adjusted better than us. I listen to broadcasters all over the country, mm-hmm. Okay? They're middle of the road. They're good, okay? Mm-hmm. But, and that's good. I listen to them, okay? Sometimes Jason sounds like he wants to be a talk show host like he did right there. He does more of that than sometimes he does of the game. I know the guy in the north side, they ignore batters sometimes when the pitches. They won't give you every pitch. because they're talking about other things. That's fine if that's what you like.
Right.
Okay. But I don't know how much Reinsdorf would like that. Okay, because that's about his and Wirtz's shop, right? That's CNBC Chicago.
Correct.
And I remember I used to get Hawk on. And Hawk would try to finesse his way out of stuff when asked about the coverage, when asked about you're not saying this guy made a mistake. You know, Maki, all I have to do, silence is golden. You know what I'm saying, you Maki. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Benetti basically, and I know Kevin Cross over there. I've known Kevin for years. He runs the operation. He basically, to me, on radio, as the lead announcer for the White Sox, took a ball back to Reinsdorf and the TV station or whoever's running things for not sending them on the road because the radio guys are on the road.
Right.
So there's a little bit of friction there. I don't know at this late date, because Steve Stone, happy birthday to Steve Stone, one of the best who's ever been an analyst.
Yeah, it's
okay? But, I mean, Stoney's in his 70s. I don't know if he wants to go looking for a job, and Benetti threw Stone's name there. Okay? Yeah. So it's very – here's what I would say about the Illinois Broadcaster of the Year stuff by your peers. Okay? There's a guy that's written for a national magazine in Chicago, a national magazine. When he wrote there, it was okay. He was there, though, and it's not what it used to be. Then he became a broadcast. Then he became a columnist in Chicago when the paper was this thick. Now it's this thick. Okay. But his peers all like him. The peers are the squares. And Jim Durham, I think. Let me just give a warning to Jason, one Illinois Broadcaster of the Year, okay? And then one day he wasn't the announcer of the Bulls anymore. So I think he's walking a fine line. I do agree with him that they should be out there. I don't think, you know, the thing where he should have just left it at, you know, I got to talk to somebody to get some information. You know what? You can do that by Twitter. You can do that by phone. You can do that by Zoom. Also, last year, Jason's got to know this. There were 50 million people unemployed while you were employed, you know? Right. So whatever adjustments you had to make is better than a lot of people had. And you know what? I would caution when you – that shop there, I've dealt with them since I've been in the business. I go back to the days of Bob Grimm and all those guys. Believe me when I tell you this. You don't want to get on the bad side, because I know Jason works for other entities. If you have a problem over there, those other entities will dry up. Believe me when I tell you this. So just be careful, because he let it out. He let it loose, didn't he?
He really did. But you know what? I do agree with him in that.
I do.
In order to get more stories, you really can't do that over Twitter and stuff like that. You got to have face-to-face conversation. You and I got together yesterday and had lunch.
Right.
And it's just so much better when you're face-to-face with someone and you're talking about a project or this or asking questions and stuff. That's.
I just want the kid to be careful, because he's got
– I agree.
I think right now he's got somewhat of a high opinion of himself because everybody tells him how great he is. Let me tell him this. I watch baseball all over. All right? He's got a lot of improvement to do, but he's very good. And with Stone, he's very, very good. And all I'm saying to the kid is just be careful. Okay? Because I've listened to everybody from Brickhouse to Jack Quinlan, Vince Lloyd, to Sutcliffe, you know, all these guys. And they were all very good. Okay? So you just got to be careful. That's all.
I hear you. Now, speaking about being careful, you and I, when we met yesterday, we were talking about a special project that you and I playing around with for several months and stuff.
And COVID set us back. COVID set us back 6 months.
Yep. So a lot of stuff has been set back. But
we're not going to tell you what the project is, but most people have an idea.
Right. So what I thought would be cool is to kind of play a little tease as to what this project is about. And so I've put together something that I showed to you this morning, and you said, yeah, let's share that with people.
Yeah.
So should we do it?
Yeah. All right. Go ahead, Bill.
Here it comes.
Tino Antonacci made nothing but money off me. I'd be at Basta Pasta at 2 a.m. with 4 or 5 guys. We'd be off. There's no way he's going to get on the air tomorrow. No way. This is when I was working from 10 to 2. Tino would go, I'll bet you $100 right now he's on the air tomorrow, and he's on, and you won't even notice that he was out. So I'd come on. Hey, everybody, Mike North here on WSCR, The Score, along with Dan Jiggets. Mike, how you doing today? I'm doing good, Jiggs. Everything going good. What'd you do last night? I was on the world tour last night. But you know me, when the red light goes on, and then we'd go to a break, I'd go, oh. And then we'd go back on. Bing, bang, boom. Right? Because nobody driving that's listening to me or any of the guys at The Score wanted to hear that shit that you're hungover. Nobody wants to hear that. Hey, everybody, we're Metallica. We're tired from last night. They don't do that. Hey, I'm Mick Jagger. We're going to put on a show if we can, but we were out late last night, right? Hey, Sinatra, last night I was drunk till 4 a.m. We'll try to give you what you want. They just go out and do it. I live large.
Wow. Yeah, you surprised me with that. Yeah, we've had a lot of conversations and stuff, and we've done some stuff already, but it's coming. It's I don't know if it's going to be as big as it. What was that Jordan special again, that 10-parter that they just did?
The Last Dance.
Yeah. Yeah. I might name it The Last Prance. You know what I mean? The Last Chance. You know what I mean? But we don't even have a name for it yet. We might just go with that, but that's pretty good. And I guess we're going to have one of these every week. Yeah, exactly. On there, you know, so yeah, it and I gotta be honest, it's tough to when you start talking about it, then you hear it. Mm-hmm. The good times and Jiggets and you know, Dan means the world to me, and Jesse Rogers and those guys, and all the guys that work over at The Score back then, and some now that work over there, good people, good times. And
Jim loves the Metallica. Sorry, we're hungover from last night. We'll see what we can do.
Well, that's the truth, though. That's the truth, though. I mean, I used to hear radio people say, oh, God, I had 3 hours sleep last night. You're a guy going to work. You got 6 kids. You're going to go work at some factory on Cermak. All right? You were out last night. You're hearing some guy making big money. Yep. Excuse me.
I know where you're going with this. It's like I'm.
It's
I'm,
like you don't want to hear about it.
I'm working 60 hours a week and I still can't pay my bills. And here's somebody who's got a great job talking about sports, and he is complaining that he had too many beers last night. Come on, man. Yeah.
Come on, man. I mean, geez, how about this? There were people that didn't. My show started at 10. We'd be out till 2 or 3. But come on, man. You're going to give me 4 or 5 hours? That ain't stopping me.
Yep.
That don't stop me. That was one of the issues. The booze didn't stop me. Every day I went to work, I didn't miss a day. We had people miss days because of hangovers. And my father told me, he says to me, my dad gave me some good advice at times. And he said to me, man, if you are going to go out at night and you're going to hoot with the owls, and I'm sure he wasn't the first one to use it. Yeah, you know, you better be able to soar with the Eagles because in the morning, because if you miss one day of work, one, you're a stoned elkie. Now, this is before AA came up with this functioning alcoholic stuff. I never went to meetings. I haven't drank for 15 years. I stopped on my own. You know, alcoholics go to meetings, drunks don't. That's the old saying, you know. Once you decide you want to quit, you got to do it on your own, no matter who you talk to. Mm-hmm. And I know people out there will be saying, well, it's helped me. And that's good for you. It wasn't going to help me. Mm-hmm. My dad used to say, if you can't control your own ship, how are you ever going to make it in life? Mm-hmm. Okay. So controlling your own ship means, in my world, You got to take responsibility for anything that you do. And we don't do that going up through the, you know, you don't. And then all of a sudden it comes to realization, hey, man, it's me. Mm-hmm. That's who it is. And I had so many people. I lost friendships because I stopped drinking, because I was in that culture since I was 14. Oh. And there's people I drank with for 20 years. Mm-hmm. And some people think it's weird when you just stop drinking like that. Mm-hmm. But to me, it was a health thing. It was a, you know, me and my BB never had a problem. I mean, she had a problem sometimes with it if I come home late and this and that. But I told her I'm going to quit. And then I did. And I had said that before, though, see? Mm-hmm. But when you're ready to quit, you quit. And so that's the way I view it. I mean, you just got to and the whole thing was you don't start work till 10 o'clock.
Exactly.
I mean, it's like the ball players almost. They go out till 3-4 in the morning. They don't have a game till 7 that night. That was even more ideal. That's right. You know? So to me, that cut was great. It was outstanding. Wow. And Tino Antonacci made a lot of money because there were some nights we walked out of there. Wow. You know what I mean? But I'd be at work. I loved it. I love being on here. So that's just the way it was back then. You didn't want to miss a day because the score was pretty potent back then.
Now, Dan Jiggets, he was not a drinker. No. He wouldn't go out at night. And so
no. Dan was a family man. Dan cares about his family deeply. Mm-hmm. It was good that one of us wasn't, Dan had illness, mm-hmm.
He had to be super careful.
Dan, had like a heart ailment on the air where he had trouble. He worked a week like that. Wow. I saw it. I was right there. Warrior. Mm-hmm. We both came to work every day. We came to work. We didn't want to miss. I had to go on vacation the first 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. You know, that's how much I loved it. I mean, I knew I was lucky, so I didn't mm-hmm. want to leave. And you're insecure. You know, Steve Dahl told me, I think it was Steve Dahl said to me, Mike, if you take over a week of vacation, they'll forget about you. Mm-hmm. That's what he used to say.
Yeah.
He said that to me one time.
Top celebrities, you know, I remember, I think it was Johnny Carson said the same thing. And then after a while, he said, screw that. He would come to work like 2 days a week, but he had achieved an incredible level of success, but he was the same way. He didn't like the substitute host stuff. You know, he wanted to be the guy there.
If you get a chance to be on the air in that kind of position, you don't want to take a day off. But we had a lot of people that had already been on the air or had been writers or what have you, so or been on TV. I mean, we had some great people. Don't get me wrong. Tommy Scher, Danny Mac, Neil, Terry Bores, Dan Jiggets, Brian Hanley, Mike Murphy. I mean, a potent lineup of talent, plus other guys, Mike Greenberg, Jesse Rogers. I mean, those were our youngsters.
Yeah.
You know? So, it was one of those things where if you got a chance, I mean, I never thought I was ever going to get a chance, and they picked me, and I said, okay, that's it. I'm never missing. I wanted it to succeed, and that's what happened.
Mike, are you a happy man today that there's a lot more games to bet on than there were the last 3 days?
I thank God for the NBA last night, you know.
That was good for
you. But I already bet I was up at 3:15. The Open was on today. Oh, okay, the Open is on.
That's right.
And I already put in a bet. I don't know. I think I bet against Shane Lowry. He held the title, mm-hmm. the last title. Mm-hmm. They didn't play last year, but he had the Claridge Cup or whatever the hell it is for 2 years.
Right.
And Tommy Fleetwood, I took him in a matchup against him. Fleetwood's currently playing now. Lowry's start is plus one for the day, so he didn't have a very good round. Mm-hmm. Tough course. I liked Dustin Johnson mm-hmm. to win this thing. He looked good today because there's no trees.
Right.
Now, if he could drive the ball, yeah. Dustin Johnson, there's no trees.
Yeah.
And Americans don't always fare well mm-hmm. With this Open. I call it the British Open because they are used to a certain brand of golf. And a lot of these guys never play these types of courses. So okay. I'm hoping that he can win. I know Jordan Spieth got off to a good start today. Mm-hmm. He's doing real well. Harmon, he got off to a good start. But that could be fleeting. You could land in one of those bunkers. I mean, there's a bunker there. I'd still be there. They're like 10 feet high. You need a ladder to get out of the damn things, you know?
Unbelievable.
I
could not do it. Well, let's see if we can win some money. You got to.
All right.
Let's play that music.
Yeah!
Remember, everybody, go over to WinDailySports.com. You can win some money by going to WinDailySports. You can win some money every day. And follow them on Twitter at WinDailySports.
Oh, I love WinDaily. Jason and all the guys, they do a tremendous job out there. They really do, folks. And today, we have a ball game here. All right? We have the Boston Red Sox. Mm-hmm. All right? And against the New York Yankees, the total is 8.5. All right. And this is the only game going in Major League Baseball. I mean, you know, they need their rest, these guys. You know what I mean? They need to take a couple more days off because they got it made in the shade. These guys got it made. They get time. They get the hangout. Now, here it says, what do you got for the odds? I'm looking at the odds here. Yankees minus 127.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
See if you could come up with what you got over there, Aldo. Let's see what Docs has got, too.
Let's see here. We have got.
No, it's a lot higher than that. They must have driven the line up. Okay, here's what I like tonight. I like the under 8.5.
Okay.
In today's game. I'm just going to make it simple. There's one game. I'm not sure about the odds. They've been moving around from 120 to 160. They're back. I think when you think Boston and the Yankees, you think basically a lot of runs are going to be scored. I'm taking the under 8.5. And we won last week, ladies and gentlemen. So let's keep it going. Aldo, back to you.
We've been doing pretty good on the show. So
how you been doing, by the way?
You know what? I'm in a losing streak, so I need a winner. I've lost like 5 out of the last 6 bets I've made. So, So,
tonight's game, I'd stay away. They're back. Yeah. I mean, I'd wait till tomorrow for you. You know
what happens with me is I like to bet on the teams that I know, so I do a lot of betting on Cubs and White Sox games.
God, you probably bet with them.
Yeah, I do a lot of parlays with the both Chicago teams. And so what's killing me is that I'm winning with the White Sox bets, but the Cubs keep killing me. I don't know why.
You should bet them separately then.
Yeah, that's what I need.
Okay, you're going to get a lot of ties. You're going to get the occasional 2-0, but you're going to get some 0-2s too. You know, right. But the White Sox have been covered for everybody this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the White Sox have been a good bet all season. You've taught me not to pay too much attention to that the history of against the spread. You know, but that's been a pretty good one, a good indicator that the White Sox are a good team to bet on this season.
They've been fooling Vegas. They've been fooling Vegas because the White Sox have saved a lot of people this year. They've been one of those teams that you know. Even the minute, look what they've done to the Twins. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of games they were underdogs against the Twins. Mm-hmm. And they beat up the Twins every time they play them.
Yep. Hey, I want to let everybody know that every day, Monday through Friday, you can catch Mike North on the Bet Like Mike show. And all you got to do is go to the Twitter page of Win Daily Sports. That's at Win Daily Sports on their Twitter page. And Mike is there doing his thing. It's a 20-minute show. It is so cool. It's breezy. It's fast. Laughs. It's great. You and your co-host do a great job on that.
Sure. Thanks, Aldo. Appreciate it. You did a great job, and thanks for the spot there. That was it's almost a tearjerker for me, believe me.
Yeah, I was watching your reaction while the video was playing. I saw you getting a little...
A little misty-eyed there. A little bit thinking about the times. You think about the people you hung out with, the people that, like Tino, whose son has a couple restaurants in Park Ridge. I'll get the names of them next week.
Okay.
And give them out to everybody. But good times. Good stuff.
Excellent stuff. All right, brother. We'll talk to you next week. And make sure you check out Crosstown Crosstalk later today. Talking Cubs.
Yeah!